Listeners, welcome to the DLH Insights podcast, where we share insights from across the enterprise with you. My name is Porter. My pronouns are she, her, and I'm the Corporate Social Responsibility Specialist here at DLH. Today, I'm very happy to introduce one of my friends, but also one of my colleagues here at DLH, Chris Stanzak. So welcome, Chris. Thank you so much for joining us from very sunny Arizona. I know our listeners can't see your background, but if they meet you, you will have the pleasure of seeing Chris's wonderful Arizonan vista behind her. So Chris, welcome. Please introduce yourself to our listeners.
Porter, thank you so much for having me. And yes, Porter is one of my favorite DLHers ever. So I'm excited to get to spend a few minutes with her today. I'm Chris Stanzak. I'm the Talent Development Director here at DLH, and my pronouns are she, her. I've been with DLH a little over 2 years now, and am excited to help build our talent bench strength here at DLH and really support our employees from hire to retire in their development. So thank you, Porter, for having me. I'm excited to chat.
Yeah, of course. It's always a great time to have Chris on board. I always, whenever I'm in doing my compliance training or brushing up on some professional skills, I'm like, ah, Chris will be proud of me today. So everyone log into Today I Learned. If you have compliance, get it done. But that's all we're here to talk about today.
Compliance training, the vegetables of the training world. We all
exactly.
have vegetables.
Yes, everyone eat your broccoli. So, but we're not here to talk about compliance today, so all the listeners can have a sigh of relief. So what we're here to talk about today is some interesting and very insightful new opportunities for feedback loops with all of our employees, all of our listeners. So I know historically, so I've only been here not even 2 years yet either at DLH, but when I had gotten here, I had heard that there weren't many established avenues for our employees to give feedback to the business. Like if we're talking about the capital B business, there wasn't a ton of opportunities for those conversations with feedback. And I was a little surprised by that, but it also, I guess, it makes sense if we look back at DLH's history with all of our acquisitions and all that good stuff. So now I hear, that we have some sort of avenues that are getting established and trying to build those foundations of two-way conversations between the employees, between teams, our operations centers, and then the capital B business. And maybe that's not the correct term, but I think it's helpful when we have that opportunity to really understand how our employees are experiencing working at DLH and listening to what they have to say. So Chris, can you tell me more about what that kind of new opportunity for that two-way conversation looks like?
Sure, Porter. And you said it beautifully. We want our employees to be able to have their voices heard. Our greatest asset is our employee base. And people say that all the time, and sometimes it sounds like lip service, but here at DLH, we really, truly do view our employees as our greatest asset. And as such, we want to hear from them. So last year in November, we took on our first step into engagement and happiness surveys with our employees. And we launched the Great Place to Work survey. This is a global company that surveys all types of organizations, different industries, different sizes of organizations, and then provides benchmarks. So organizations can really see what it means to be a great place to work. And then they have opportunities to buy for certification. I'm so proud and happy to say that DLH in our very first year became certified as a great place to work.
Oh, woohoo!
Yeah. And that comes directly from, quote unquote, the people. So we're happy and proud to be there. We can also buy for specific certifications or becoming a top 100 great place to work. We're not quite in the top 100, but when this company is surveying over 80,000 companies, it's pretty tough to
that's a lot.
Reach that top 100, but we're always going to try, right? We learned that, and I'm going to get real nerdy here for a minute and give you some numbers, if you don't mind, Porter. 85% of us believe our customers would rate our service as excellent. That's a great stat that we learned. 94% of us feel physically safe at work. And I'm thrilled that that one is so high. 91% of us feel that people are treated fairly regardless of their sexual orientation. And 85% of us feel good about the ways we contribute to the community. So,
you got some pretty high numbers out of that, Chris.
I love these numbers. I'm also seeing some of the DEIB work that you are doing. So I want to give Porter and the CSR group a big shout out for some of those. We also learned some things that we really want to sink our teeth into and start to improve and do better. Sure. And Porter, I think that's one of the common misconceptions about these surveys, that we're looking for 100% and rainbows and unicorns, and we're not. Mm-hmm. We're not. Yes, we want to be certified. Sure, we'd love to be in the top 100, but the real work and the real value of these surveys are the things that we can continue to work on.
Yeah.
I'm putting my nerd hat back on and I'm going to give you the other numbers. We had 46% of DLHers feel that we have special and unique benefits. And so we really heard that. There are also probably some good reasons for that. Benefits until 2021 when the LEAK started building the human capital organization were kind of catch where you can, and each organization was kind of doing their own thing. So there's some building that's going on and some foundational things that had to be put in place in order for those things to happen. But as a result of the survey, and I say that very intentionally because we want DLHers to know that we're not just taking the survey for fun.
Right.
We are taking this to really do some work. So as a direct result of the survey, we're doing comprehensive reviews of our benefits. We're doing comprehensive analyses in our industry and in the market to see, where we can compete.
Yeah.
We also had the DLH Mental Health Resource Guide published. Right. Very recently, and we'll link that to our podcast here. And we're having a greater focus on the awareness of our EAP, which stands for Employee
Assistance.
Thank you.
Employee. I almost said action plan, but it's assistance, I think.
Thank you, Porter. Employee Assistance Program. This employee assistance program offers a plethora of mental health resources,
right,
as well as financial resources, legal resources, et cetera. So there's a lot to our EAP, and we're trying to build awareness there. Let's see, another stat. 63% of us feel this is a fun place where we celebrate special events.
Wow.
This one would be sad. Our team does a nice job of celebrating and having a lot of fun. But I think this is where that survey was so helpful.
Right.
Because there are pockets that are doing things that are very fun, very exciting, and celebrating, and other places where folks are getting too deep into the work, maybe into the week, and forget to have fun and celebrate. So as a result of hearing this, an entire Agile team was developed for rewards and recognition. And very, very soon, and I'm not going to give a date, because the minute we do that, but very, very soon, we are getting ready to launch a digital rewards and recognition platform that will be available.
Exciting.
Yes, across the entire organization.
Yeah.
That team is also looking at milestone rewards and recognition programs, and even spot bonuses. So they're really taking a look at how can we reward and recognize our workforce.
Wow.
And then the other thing we're doing is part of the reason I'm here today. We are launching a pulse survey tomorrow.
That's fantastic.
I don't know when we're going to air. So we're launching a survey on June 26th.
Perfect.
And that survey is just designed to help us keep our finger on the pulse of what's going on with our employees. We don't want to wait a whole year to figure out if things are going well, or if there are things that we can be taking care of in the meantime. More on that in just a moment. The last number I will give you, 62% of DLHers feel management has a clear view of where the organization is going and how to get there.
Ooh, juicy question. I like that one.
I know. And here's the thing, our management has AOPs, they have strategic plans, they have a very clear view of where we're headed as an organization. But what we've learned is that's not necessarily translating to our workforce.
Right.
So we have a mantra for the year. I bet you've heard it. Porter, I know you have.
Okay.
It's collaborate, innovate, and win.
Yes. The ultimate mantra.
Yes. If you haven't heard the mantra, it's really designed to keep us all focused and understanding where we're headed.
Right.
We want to be more collaborative. We want to innovate as an organization. And we want to win more business. And if we can accomplish those first two, that win should come. We are also investing in our leadership development programs for emerging leaders, program managers, and the executive team.
That's exciting.
That will hopefully help us get the message out where we're headed and what we're doing.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we have our quarterly town halls as our vehicle for communicating the progress. These have been retooled a bit to be more accessible and consumable by DLHers at large.
Yeah.
So that's our, that's where we were, but right. where we're headed now is the happiness survey that launches on the 26th.
Gotcha. So that's really to keep the pulse on the whole organization as things change, as maybe from like the action plan of the original one, people are seeing that and they're like, oh, I didn't take the last survey. I want to be a part. I want my voice to be a part of this. So is that another opportunity for people to jump in and just really give their pulse of how they're feeling at DLH?
Absolutely, Porter. That's exactly what we're trying to accomplish here. Just a couple things that I think everyone needs to know. Logistically, this should take between 5 and 10 minutes.
Nice. So short and sweet. Love it.
It's short and sweet. You can do it on your phone, on your tablet.
Nice. Okay. So when you're waiting in line for your morning Starbucks, you could take it on your phone. That would be a good time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's also important to know that responses are anonymous.
And yes, so important.
The way we manage that is we're using a third party vendor to collect all the data. And nice. That data will be provided to DLH in aggregate.
Awesome.
So, you will not be, unless you put your name in the comments.
Right. Then you've self-identified.
You know, we aren't going to be able to tell who answered what. We do ask some questions about maybe your location, your operations center, et cetera. And that's to help us slice and dice the data. Because it is more helpful if we can say to OC presidents, here's what the data looked like in your organization compared with the rest of the organization.
Yeah, and even regionally, we're such a, I mean, we have so many different employees in different states, different locations. Like even from then, if you say that you're in the Charleston area and maybe you have a certain score that indicates something, we can really tailor maybe a response or some events or something like that. I think that, to me, it makes a lot of sense, just because if that's what our people need in that place, we should try and slice and dice as much as we realistically can. But it's nice to have those opportunities to kind of drill down. I like that.
Yes. I think it's really, really important. The other thing I wanted to mention is if you're in a CMOP facility or meant by mail, we have printed hand cards with the QR code.
Ooh, cool. A little QR business card. I love that.
Yes. So you should be able to pick those up in the break room, in the common areas. Mm-hmm. And once you click on the QR code, it will ask for your name and employee ID number. Awesome. Once you enter that, it'll take you right to the survey and you can get that completed.
That's awesome. That's a really cool idea with the business cards, Chris. I love that. Having the QR there, that would just be available for all of our amazing frontline workers to really get their voice into the conversation. I really appreciate that idea.
Yeah, I did too. I have to give credit to our genius communications organization, Noah.
Nice.
Offered to order printed cards, and I think it will really help with the engagement.
That's awesome. Great idea, Noah. Bit little shout out. That's awesome. I like that a lot. I really hope you guys get a lot of scans for that, just because it's so nice. I know we had I think you said November was the first inaugural launch, and I'm sure you got quite a good response from that, but just continuing to grow that response, we want to capture as many people of many humans that are working with us every single day to get their perspective. So I'm excited for that response to grow. And then, of course, our action plans to grow from it, too, just because they've been exciting. I mean, I've gotten to see them kind of from the backstage view working with you, Chris, and it's just been really cool to see the analysis of, okay, so we have this positive percentage, but what about that the opposite? What about the folks that, you know, the 6% that don't agree? Like, what's realistic for us to address their needs also, and vice versa? So it's just been exciting to kind of truly have data now that DLH has. Yeah. You, Chris, being able to facilitate these types of two-way conversation avenues through the surveys. And so looking into the future, I think it'll be just really exciting for us to continue to build and see how we can all evolve with the feedback we're sharing, but also all of the services and offerings that DLH can provide for everyone as well. That's exciting, Chris. Well done.
Oh, well done to those who are participating and,
absolutely,
and making this happen. And I am not taking on the action plan myself.
This not in a vacuum? You're not doing that, Chris?
This is a huge team of people who are definitely working that.
Well, that's the other side of the meaning for me with our big mantra of collaborate, innovate, win. Yeah, we can do that at an enterprise corporate level. I think that's wonderful. But at the personal level, at the team's level, as we're being cross-functional and collaborating that way, we're just finding innovative ways to create feedback loops for ourselves. And then to me, it's a big win when people participate and they're like feeling empowered that they shared their feedback. And maybe they'll see an action item that you and some others from across the business, Chris, put together. And they're like, that's because I answered the survey. So like, I think those outcomes will feel good. And to me, that's a win. So that's exciting.
Oh, it is exciting. And just a quick note, we have to have at least 30% participation.
Okay. Spicy.
yes, it is spicy.
30% might seem low, but that's a lot of people.
For a survey, it is a lot of people. So yeah. we need everybody to really, really dig in and take 5-10 minutes to complete this survey. Help us out.
Awesome. Well, for all our listeners, you will be able to access the survey link in our podcast episode. So make sure you visit the page. You're already here listening. So if you're already here listening, you can also spend a little bit of time filling out the survey if you haven't already. Please be honest. I encourage you. Like Chris said, it's anonymous. We're only going to get aggregate data back. So that's wonderful for us to really give that authentic feedback. I personally love surveys because I love being very brutally honest. And it's a good platform. If we don't have other platforms to do it, then we're not going to share. So I certainly take advantage of it, Chris, just to put that out there for you. So if you get any some very brutally honest responses, it might be me.
but actually would prefer it. So awesome. Be candid. Be brutal.
Good.
Let us know what's going on.
Good to know. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Chris. I really appreciate you coming on to explain more about the process and a little bit of the history too, how DLH didn't really have this before. And so now as we're moving forward and kind of going through some of the growing pains maybe, but also some of those really wonderful moments of feeling like we've won because we heard from our people, we heard what they had to say. We did all of the data analysis, which is always fun from my perspective, and then trying to really puzzle piece everything together of being like, okay, this is something that we can really do, we can really offer, and seeing what the results are from it. So looking forward to the next round. So everyone listening, you're going to jump off of this podcast episode and you're going to go take the survey if you haven't already. And Chris, should they be reaching out to you directly if they have any questions? Is that a good way to go?
Absolutely. You can reach out to me individually, or we do have a talent development inbox,
Oh, perfect.
Which is talent development at dlhcorp.com. And awesome. We can include that in our links as well.
Perfect. Yeah. So that's a really great place to go. So if anyone has questions, reach out to the talent development email so that someone can help you and assist you. And then just enjoy yourself. Enjoy being a part of the ecosystem that is DLH, because you are an integral part to everything that happens at DLH. So thank you from the bottom of my heart, and I'm sure from Chris's also, to all of our listeners for the hard work that you put in every single day, both behind your desk at DLH, but also when you're outside of the office. I know there's just so much going on in life. It's really wonderful to have such passionate individuals as colleagues. So thank you to all our listeners for tuning in and grabbing some insight with Chris Stanzak from Talent Development. So Chris, thank you so very much. I really appreciate your time with us today.
Oh, thank you, Porter, and thank you, DLHers, for everything you do every day.
Yeah, I can't emphasize that enough. So for anyone else listening, if you have any other topics that you would like to see on the DLH Insights podcast, please feel welcome to reach out to myself directly. We can set you up with either a guest spot for yourself or a guest from somewhere else across the company. We really love to highlight the goings on in and out of DLH. So looking forward to some more topics to record with you all this coming summer. And I hope that everyone has a wonderful, wonderful summertime in general. So finish it out strong. I know we've had a couple of holidays sprinkled out in there. So hopefully everyone's spending some really nice time with friends and family while they can. So from me to you, please enjoy your goings-ons behind the desk and outside of DLH. And we'll talk with you in the next episode. Thanks, everyone.